What's going on, people, and welcome back to the Baby Fathers Podcast for another brand new episode. I'm your host, and I go by the name of DJ Riddler. Now, first things first, I want to thank everyone who's been supporting the channel. Definitely appreciate it. Now, listen up. If you have not subscribed to the channel yet, make sure you subscribe to the channel now. Press that notification button and remember to give us the thumbs up, all right? So on today's show, we have another special guest. He goes by the name of Mo. How you doing, my bro?
What's going on, my bro? You good?
Not too bad. I'm going to say to you, just try and come more a bit closer to talking to the mic.
Yeah, yeah.
I know fathers usually come in, are nervous.
Yeah.
So just kind of relax.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Now, before we start, I was going to ask you, what made you decide to come to the Baby Fathers Podcast?
I've seen a lot of stories on your YouTube that kind of resonate with me. I've seen a lot of fathers are going through the same thing. So I said, you know what? Come to share my story as well. So
okay,
yeah,
man. We are going to start. We're going to start from the beginning. Now, before we start, I need to put a disclaimer out there. Anything what you say is your truth, and it's your truth only. It's what you have gone through and what you know it to be and what you experience. All right. So no one can't say anything different. All right.
Yeah.
So we're going to start from the beginning of your story. How many kids' mothers do you have?
I just got one.
Just the one, right?
Just the one, yeah.
Cool. All right, let's start, my bro.
So, I met the mother of my child probably about 6 years ago, 6-7 years ago. Them times there, I was on road, innit? So, It was one of them ones where I just met up on her on the street, wherever. We took numbers, swapped numbers. And obviously, from there, she knew what I was doing. Yeah, I'm trying to say I was dabbling on the roads, doing whatever. She used to even come see me while I was doing my things, you know what I'm saying? So, cool, built a relationship, whatever. Obviously, she asked to be my girlfriend, you get me? So, it was a case where I thought, whatever, cool, let me just run with it. Ran with that. Everything was calm. When I say calm, like her behavior, everything, she was down to earth. Cool now. After probably about a year, obviously she got pregnant. And them times there, I can't lie to you, I was kind of doing mischievous stuff, let's just say that.
Okay.
So, long story short, man cheated on her. But the way man cheated on her, it weren't a case of like a love thing or whatever. It was just a one-off and rare. But the way I got caught was, obviously, me and my girl, we always used to we used to, like, near her house, we used to chill in her car back in the days, watch movies and whatever, rare. And then, obviously, a text come through on the phone, because obviously we had the screen like this, and we're just watching movies, funny videos and whatnot. Text come through saying, I love you, with a heart. So she's seen that now and just flipped out.
Right, let me stop you there.
Yeah.
When that message came through, when you were sitting back and she saw that.
Yeah.
What happened in that time? How did you feel when that thing slid right down and a text said?
Nah, because I thought I could pattern it, innit?
Okay.
So obviously started crying, whatnot. Jumping out the car, running off, running after her, trying to stop it and whatnot. Obviously, man consoled it, whatnot, and brought her back to her and told her, look, it's not that. It was just a little fling, whatever, cool.
But how many times have you cheated?
That was the first time. But you need to understand, like, looking back at it now, that trust was broken from there. Yeah, I'm trying to say to you. So,
hold on, so how can a girl message you, say she loves you, and you only touched her once?
Boy, the D's powerful, innit? I can't lie to you, man. Like, I'm not looking to be cocky and that, but some girl, they just fall in love, innit? Like, that's how it is, innit? Emotions get the better of them, so. It was a thing that was going on for a bit, whatever, but I only done my thing once with her. And obviously, where I've been airing her, not. She's thinking, oh, what's this guy on? Like, why is he not messaging me back? Obviously, I was with my baby mom. So,
but how did you meet that girl at that time? Was she one of the girls you were shot into? How did you meet that one?
Basically, yeah. And long story short, she had her own yard. And I just fell into the trap. And where I was young them times, I'll put my hands up and say, I fell into that, innit?
So was she doing it for a tick or was it?
Nah, it's not even none of that. Like, it was one of them ones where it was just a smoking friend thing. And then things just got comfortable from there, chilling in the yard and sleeping over. Sleeping over turned into just all of that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So after that, whatever. Obviously, my baby mom told me, like, bro, like, I don't know what you're doing, but obviously, it is what it is. If you're told, man, like, it's a one-off thing, cool. She's allowed, man, for that. She's left it as that now. Whatever, cool, cool. The baby's come out. I was at the birth and whatnot. So, thank God, like, I was at the birth, whatever. I see the baby come out. Everything was cool then. But obviously, her behavior started changing, like, the trust started getting less and... Yeah, I'm trying to say to
you. How many months was this happening after the baby was born? When you realised the trust was not as strong?
Probably about 4 months in, you know. Like, just bare phone calls, like, where are you? And what are you doing? And just madness.
Was she FaceTiming you just to see where you was as well?
Yeah, like, and just mad, like, proper. When I say madness, like, I'm talking about turning up to blocks and that. Where the man them are and saying, rah, like, where's my man and that? Man, they're phoning me. I'm on the M-way. Man, they're phoning me. They're telling me, raw, like, your baby mum's on the strip looking for you. What's going on?
Was she bringing a child as well?
No. The child's at yard.
Okay.
But these are 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, you know? After a while, obviously, I realised that, you know what? I'm not trying to go, Joe. So I kind of switched up my whole thing and I just stopped everything. And I started to get a job. I got a job, jumped off the roads, whatever.
And how was you able to transition from stops shotting to get to find a job? Because sometimes the money may not be as much to doing a road thing. So how was you able to transition?
It was hard, bro. It was hard. The reason being is them times there, obviously, I went jail previously.
Okay.
So where I've been jail, like, and I've come out and I've still done the same badness and the same madness that I was on. I didn't have a CV and whatnot, so I had to pattern everything up from scratch and do everything, you know what I'm trying to say to you. But I did all of that and it was calm because I had all them skills from before anyways, because I finished my school, I done my GCSEs, jumped into college. And after college is sort of where the road started jumping into my life, you get me? So
did you go into jail when you was a teenager, or was that more when you was
in jail adulthood? When I was about 20, 21, you know.
And what did you go to jail for?
It was for shooting.
Okay.
I had a little operation going on, money's coming in, and and this is what I want to say as well, that's what I think the girl fell in love with, the lifestyle, the one that I cheated on with. So I forgot to mention, basically, now, while all of this is going on, now my baby mother's got a sister. Now, her sister is sort of like, how can I say? She had a child before all of us, and her baby father's left her. So she's in the yard, whatever, kind of doing her thing with her baby, whatever, cool. Now, this is before my baby mom got pregnant and the baby come out. So everything's going cool, whatever. Now, she had a sort of problem with her baby dad. And her dad had a problem with the baby father. So basically what's happened is somehow one day, whatever, cool, and madness has gone on, and my man's come to the yard in a car, and he's come now, and he's tried to run over the dad.
The baby father's doing
that. The baby father's trying to do the mad thing, and he's tried to run over the dad. But there was another youth there that was in the way, basically, where he pushed the dad out of the way, and he got licked.
Ooh.
My man went flying. I say he went flying. Ambulance come. I've come to the yard after all the madness, like everything, ambulance come, whatever. I'm seeing the youth getting put into the stretcher. He's finished. When I say he flew, like a couple games, that's how far he flew. So next man cut out. He drove off, cut out, whatever, got out of there. Now, obviously, her sister was going to visit my man in hospital and that, forming a connection and that, forming a little bond and whatnot, you get me? So after a while, anyways, long story short, he's come out after about 6 months of being in hospital. He's come out and they formed a little relationship. So now these two are together. After that 6 months, they're getting comfy, whatever, in the house. Cool. Everything's all, you know what I'm saying? Everything's fine. Me and him are cool. I've seen him sleep in the room, whatever, whatever. Me and him are cool. So now this is where the problem starts coming in. His brother starts coming into the yard. Now, in my head, I'm thinking, cool, they're brothers. Like, it's not like really a mad thing, you know what I'm saying to you? He's sleeping downstairs. So where he's sleeping downstairs, I'm not really thinking much of it. Thinking back now, there was a madness going on. So the times when I'm arguing with my baby mom and doing a madness and whatnot, he's there to console her. Say, yo, don't worry, man, like, it's cool.
Being that shoulder.
Yeah, I'm saying, to cry on. So these times now, obviously, whatever, just after, obviously, just before the youth come out, now the youth come out, whatever, he's still in the yard, whatever. Now where my baby mom's found out that I've cheated and whatnot, so now she's getting a bit more aggy and, you know what I'm trying to say to you.
She's getting more close to my man.
In other words,
yeah,
I'm trying to say to you. So after a while, her behavior started changing. Now, where the other brothers creeped in is the issue. Why are you at the yard, bro?
A man is also...
Why are you at the yard? That's the number one question. Why are you at the yard? All right, cool, your brother's here. I hear that. And the worst thing is, yeah, you see, my man, he used to be... He used to be a runner in the ends.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to say to you. So he knew who I was. Yeah, I'm trying to say to you. It's not like, oh, I just met you on the street or I don't know you or whatever. He knew who I was. He knew that that's the mother of my child. Yeah, I'm trying to say to you.
So you feel that man wasn't respecting?
That's the issue. He weren't respecting the situation then. Cool. One time I must have come out of work. I must have come out of work now and I must have phoned her to say I want to come collect my daughter to stay over the weekend at my house. She's not answering my phone. And this is the first time this has happened. Ah, cool. Phoned her again. She's not answering my phone. So I said, you know what? I'm leaving work early. Let me just go to my house, get changed, and I'll float to hers.
100.
Gone to my house now. Got changed, whatever. Gone to her house. She's not there. I was like, all right, cool. She's not there.
Was your child there?
My child was there.
But she wasn't there.
She wasn't there. Now, in my head, I'm trying to put two and two together. Like, trying to think, rah, like, you're airing me, but you're not at yard. Like, what's going on? So,
is this like a different pattern from what she's displaying in her behaviour?
You're supposed to be looking after my child. Like, where are you? Like, what's going on? So, obviously, I've knocked on the door, I walked in the yard now, whatever. Everyone's moving all sus and that, like, I can feel the energy, you know? You can feel just the energy, like. So, boom, I've gone in now. My daughter's sleeping in the sitting room. I've walked in. So, I've gone up. First of all, I've walked in, I saw my daughter in the sitting room. I thought, all right, cool. I've gone upstairs to see, where is she? You get me? I've gone upstairs now, and I've gone into her room. Now, you see this girl here? I've known her set up for time. You know what I'm trying to say to you? Now, she's got a TV there. Her TV weren't there. Her TV was in her brother's room. My man's playing Xbox and PS, whatever he's doing. So I saw that, and I was like, okay, it's a bit strange. You get me? popped into my man's room. I was like, yo, like, where's she gone? Like, she's gone to my man's house.
Mm-mm. The same brother who was sleeping on the chair.
Yeah. So now, you need to understand, my blood is, like, when I heard that, my whole, I don't know, something just, I had to bite my tongue. I had to bite my tongue real good.
Can I just stop you here?
Yeah.
Were you two supposed to still be together at this time?
Yes.
Okay. And did you have the keys to the house to let yourself in, or did someone let you in?
The parents let me in.
Okay, cool.
So now, my man's told me that, and I've gone downstairs and I spoke to the mum and I said, your daughter's not answering the phone.
Mm.
Where is she? She's like, oh, I don't know. Like, I was like, yeah. I was like, all right, cool. I went upstairs. I started grabbing bags, my daughter's belongings. Mm. I started packing it. The brothers come in the room. He's clocked, man. Like, right, what's my man doing? Quickly ran downstairs, told the mumsy, hey, he's packing my man's, like, the daughter's stuff, you know. Rare. Within 2 minutes, she's on the phone. The mumsy's all running up the stairs, the phone and that, like, all trying to pass the phone. And yeah, I'm trying to say to you, like, hello, what are you doing? What do you mean, what am I doing? Where are you? I just went with my sister and that. And it was basically to her sister. So basically what has happened is her sisters went with my man to their yard, which is down them sides.
Yeah.
Like an hour drive away from the ends.
Yeah.
And he's gone with the brother and she's followed.
So it's like a double date.
You understand. So now what you need to understand is this. Is two brothers against two sisters. It's the situation we're dealing with. So cool. I'm on the phone to her. I'm telling her, what? Am I a prick? Like, am I a waste, man? Like, what do you think this is, fam? Rare. I'm cussing her out, you know? The dad's come upstairs. Like, when I say I'm cussed, I'm like, not proper like cussing her out, but I'm saying, brother, am I a dickhead? Like, what do you think this is? Like, like, you think you can play me? And I'm not answering my phone. And now when I'm at the yard, like, you want to, I'm taking my child. I told her straight.
I'm going to ask you a question. Do you feel she was trying to get back at you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I told her straight, I'm taking my child. And I hung up the phone.
Mm.
Dad came upstairs on some. I kept my mouth shut, went downstairs, picked up my daughter, all half asleep. And you see what I'm putting my daughter through? Like, all half asleep and, like, picking her up and that. Like, she doesn't know what's going on. These times she's about a year and 12, 15 months, 30 months old. She doesn't know what's going on. So I've dragged her, whatever. I'm walking, I'm taking her out, walking towards my car. They're all asking me, oh, where are you going? I said, don't worry, man. Like, leave me alone. Like, don't worry about me. Like, I was vexed. I'm not going to lie to you, because that's the first time she's ever done a violent, like, stepped over that line.
You felt hurt?
Yeah, that was a violation.
Mm.
Cool.
Especially with the brother as well, because you knew something wasn't right with my guy.
Yeah, like, obviously, you see where my man was just moving sly, man. That's the one thing that I don't condone in. Like, you're moving sly. And the second thing is, if you want to be with my man, just let man know. Like, just tell man, yo, like, it's done with me and you. But what she did is she led man on for time, my brother. Time as well, you know.
Giving my man hope.
Yeah, I'm trying to say to you. So obviously that day now, jumped to my car, drove to my house.
With a daughter?
With my daughter. Half asleep. By the time we got to my house, she's sleeping and that. Got to my house now. Put her in my house, whatever. My mum, obviously, like, she's thinking, what's going on? You get me? She doesn't know what's going on. I was told, listen, it's nothing. Like, she's here for a bit. Whatever, cool. This girl has flew down.
To your house.
To my house. All the way from, and you need to understand, this is about 11 o'clock in the night, you know? Jumped in a cab. Got money from where? You told me. Flew there, brother.
Out of what culture is your BM, sir?
But she's white still.
Okay.
So, nothing against white people, by the way.
No, like, just asking.
It's all love, yeah, yeah. So, but yeah, she flew down, and then obviously she come, she buzzed on the door, whatever. Rare. By this time, I've come out, and she's all in a hysteric, like, I'm trying to say to you, like, obviously, she doesn't know in that situation what's going on. She doesn't know what I'm on.
So does she, but does she know that you know that she's with my man? Does she know?
Of course I know. Of course I know.
Does she know that you know?
Of course I know. So I'm asking her, like, what's going on? What are you doing? Nah, I was just there with my sister. Like, bare lines are getting brought up.
So why did she not pick up her phone when you phoned her phone?
Because obviously she's with my man, isn't it?
But did you ask her why she never picked up the phone?
I did. She was like, nah, I didn't hear it, and rare, and all bare excuses. Mm. My battery's dying and what. So when I got to your yard and your mum phoned you, within 2 seconds, you answered your mum's phone.
Yeah.
And then you want to come. I'm not hearing that.
Yeah.
So she come all the way, rare, causing commotion, whatever. Neighbours call the police, right?
Mm.
But Jake's all coming outside the yard. You know what I'm trying to say to you? Like, me, I'm not a fan of all that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to stay away from that.
Of course.
So Jake's all come to the yard. Jake's have taken her to the side, and one guy's coming to talk to me. He's telling me, rah, but he was cool, innit?
Mm.
Obviously, whatever it is, but he was cool. Yeah. He understood where I was coming from. And he just said, like, just, like, talk it out and whatever, cool. Long story short, I gave her the baby back, man. Because she was just, my mumsy would have came out. And when my mumsy come out, Swift was coming out too. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So,
it's okay, let me just stop you. What was your plan? So you took in your daughter. What was going to be your plan with when you took your daughter? Was there like a plan, or was it just because you was in, you was an emotional?
I was vexed. I was going to hold my daughter until God knows when.
Mm.
You know what I'm trying to say to you? So whatever, from there, I can't lie. That one move that I did there, deadly move.
Mm. What was the repercussions? What happened?
Just bare protective now.
Mm.
When I say bare protective, I'm talking about, like, oh, let me take her out. Like, no, I'm coming with you. Like, what? And obviously, them times that I don't think of, just because me doing that one action is going to make it behave like this. So long story short, anyways, the relationship's just getting worse and worse. And
so you still stayed with her when she was with my man?
Nah, but obviously these times, I can't lie to you, love is blind, innit?
But did you check my brother to ask him what is he playing?
Nah. Mm. I didn't do that still.
Mm.
So obviously there was a time where after a while, like, I just asked her straight, what's the situation? She showed, man, listen, like, it's not going to work. Rare, you cheated on, man. Rah. I'm with my man now. Okay, so that's why my man was sleeping in the yard. So he was getting closer and closer to you while me and you were arguing. Mm. Yeah, I'm trying to say to you, I'm building that bond or whatever. And you need to understand, bear in mind, my youth's in the house.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm trying to say to you.
And so he's creeping around.
Yeah, I'm trying to say to you. Like, so you're doing that, and my youth's in the house. Like, so you ain't got respect for me, bro.
Mm.
Nah, my blood is just boiling now. Man can't focus on work properly. Like, I'm all over the place now.
Mm.
So she's telling man, whatever, I can't be with you. I put my hands up and said, cool. It is what it is. Yeah, I'm trying to say to you, I'm not going to hold you back and whatever. If you want to be with my man, that's not a problem. But you should have showed man from earlier and whatnot. We would have saved the headache. Cool. You want to be with my man? Just let me see my child and let things just continue. Don't start moving mad. Let just things continue.
All right. So how many months after that situation did she come and tell you she wanted to be with my man from that time when she wasn't picking up the phone?
So my daughter was 2 now.
Mm.
So probably about... What do you mean, like, from...
So when you caught her,
yeah,
when she didn't pick up and you was going on a mad thing at her house,
yeah.
And you took your daughter...
It was about probably 2 months after
that. 2 months after that.
2 months after that, yeah.
So that thing, whatever was going on, that was slowly building up.
Of course.
Even though you obviously caught wind,
yeah.
And you knew something wasn't right.
I knew something was going on, yeah, I'm trying to say to you.
Hey.
So, boom, she showed man that, whatever, cool. I was just like, ah, whatever it is, what it is, you get me? Obviously, now... Whatever, cool. I've left it, I haven't come to their house no more like that. Because normally what it is, I used to come to their house before regularly, build a connection with them, daughter, pick up my daughter, see my daughter, you know what I'm trying to say to you. So I was in her life majority of, until she was about two and a half, you know what I'm saying to you. So, cool, whatever's happened, happened, just left it as that. Obviously hurt feelings, as you are.
How long you reckon, how many years you reckon you was hurt before you got over that situation?
But it's quite a while, I'm going to get into it still.
Cool.
So, after that has happened, obviously this girl now, it's a thing where she's trying to get back at me now. It's not even a thing where she's trying to move on and live a happy life and try and... She's trying to get back at me.
Make her life hell.
Yeah. So it started with little digs. I'm phoning her, trying to see my daughter. You're not picking up my phone.
Mm.
You're just airing, man. Them kind of sort of things started like that. I was like, right, cool. I can't really turn up to the yard because I'm not really with you like that. And I don't want to embarrass my face and you know what I'm trying to say to you.
Of course, of course.
So these times now... Obviously, calling, getting violated, whatever, not seeing my daughter. Now it's coming to a stage where I was seeing my daughter regularly. Now it's like a week, I ain't seen my daughter. Now it's like, I'm starting to beg, like, yo, wow, what's like, rah,
I shouldn't
like,
laugh.
Nah, bro, I shouldn't laugh.
My like, man's like, yo, they got in his knees to, now.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, yo, like, bro, let me see my daughter.
Mm.
Obviously, my man's there, just. Whatever, chatting nonsense, whatever. Let me reel back it all the way to before she was pregnant. Cause I forgot to put this in. While she was pregnant and whatnot, we were fighting to get a house. You see what I'm saying to you? Like, man will go to the housing, try to get a house and that with her, support her. I'm seeing people with bags and that, bruv, outside the housing, trying to get you, like, it was serious things, you know? And these times, man's not used to all of that, yeah, I'm trying to say to you, man's used to APs and all of this lifestyle. Yeah. So, I thought, all right, cool, real life, let's do this. So, man's trying to get a yard, put name down on application, everything. Now, one thing I've got to add as well, I'm on the birth certificate.
Okay.
That got dealt with when I come out of the hospital, you know what I'm on. Yeah, we're going straight to the registry office. There's no chit chat. Yeah, she came to the straight, done, good. But obviously fighting to get the house, whatever, cool. Now, come back into this time now, where she's all doing the madness, 1 week's going by, 2 weeks. Like, my daughter's all clueless. Like, she doesn't know what's going on. That's one thing I say, like, women, you just what you do. Like, you poison the children's mind from early. Yeah, I'm trying to say to you. So obviously whatever, cool. Now the digs are getting deeper now. So you're doing that, yeah, cool. This brother here, he's a waste man. My man's gone jail and that, like okay. On some dopes and that, gone jail. Just light work, 6 months or whatever, I don't know, gone jail now. How is my baby mum telling me that I'm taking your daughter to the jail visit to see my man?
So hold on.
Come on, man.
Hold on. So,
come on,
man. This brother was playing father to your daughter.
Basically.
Okay.
So, now she's telling me I'm going to visit, like, I'm taking your daughter, like, she'll come see you tomorrow. That's the kind of conversation.
So, my man's now becoming before you.
Yeah. So, I said to myself, like, the anger's just building now. It's just getting mad now. Like, you're just disrespecting me. Now that's a disrespect. How are you gonna take my child? I'm not even in jail. I'm on road working, doing my thing, like legit money. I've stopped all the madness, you know.
Because
I used to get onto some madness, bro. I stopped everything. Now I'm not in jail, and you wanna take my daughter to get strip searched, Pampers all getting looked at and whatnot for next man. That's a disrespect.
I'm 100% with you on that one.
Yeah, I'm trying to say I'm 100%.
Cool. Because I wouldn't even, if I ever went into jail, touch wood, I wouldn't want my kids even come. You see a man in there.
You understand? It's not that type of lifestyle for you to look at. So she's gone and done that. Forget me telling you. I'm telling you, don't take my child. I'm telling her. She's telling me, oh, tomorrow you can't come see her. I'm going to a visit for my man. I'm saying, all right, cool, bring my child to me. Nah. Well, I'm taking my child with me. And you need to understand, rule back to remember that time when I took the child away from her. It all stems back. She's protective now. She's not trying to let go of the child because she thinks I'm going to try to duck out and do a madness. You know what I'm saying?
She would never ever let you take her child on your ones. Would she have to always be there or?
Just, I have sometimes, but. Even when I'm not there, like, constant, every half an hour.
On the phone.
You know our girl, like how's she? Is she all right? Like, don't lie, man. You're just trying to check, like, what's going on. You know what I'm saying to you? So, long story short, she took her jail, whatever. That was the first straw. I'm not going to lie to you, man. That was just the first violation. You took my child to a jailhouse.
To go and see another man.
To see another man full of... Bear man, just see what I'm trying to say to you, like, and it don't make sense. Cool. After a while, whatever, I pulled her up on that anyways. I told her, don't ever do that again. That's a violation, like. You think she cares? She don't care, man. By this time, it's done. Yeah, I'm trying to say to you, the feelings and everything is gone now. I'm just that guy, just that cheater. Or that guy that's talked to girls.
Do you feel like you lost all your powers over her? Like, she just looks at you just some ordinary guy now.
Basically.
Where before, when you was with her, you was holding some...
holding some power over her. I'm trying to say to you, like, so, coming to look for man, you know? I'm one o'clock in the morning, just go down drive, you know?
Yeah.
One in the morning, you're coming to check for man on dark roads and that. Nah, the sisters moved out because they used to live in one yard together. The sisters moved out. Like, when I say out, I'm talking about 4 hours.
Okay.
Up, so.
So she's going up north?
Yeah, I'm saying. So, whatever, rare. Obviously, where she's gone up north and that, her boyfriend's gone jail. The guy that she was playing fatherly role and that, he's gone jail. And this time he's gone jail for a while now. Like, it's not just a little sentence.
Riding a big bird.
So he's gone now, whatever. She's moved up there. She's all lonely and that. You know what I'm saying to you? So now, my baby mom, my man, I'm a youth going up there to check her in the yard. I go sleep over and do happy days and whatnot and rare. By this time, the scouting ends. Thinking, yeah, it's looking like a nice area still. Now, before all of that's happened, whatever, rare. Obviously, I've tried to talk to my baby mom on times where, like, I've tried to reason with her because this is getting a bit hectic now. Man. I'm not trying to do all of this. Like, before all of this, I showed her, like, raw, like, man's come from a single home. I need that mom and dad role because that's what I believe in. If it's just a single parent, that's when the youth is going to become statistics and whatnot and lost and get bullied and you know what I'm saying to you? So I believe the mother and the father should always be there.
Do you find that because your dad
No, my dad weren't around still.
Do you find that is how you came to draw yourself to the streets?
There was no father role. So, touching topic on that, when it's just a mother raising a single son in a home and there's no father figure, the son's not going to always be on the straight and narrow. It's going to be harder. You know what I'm trying to say to you? So, this is why I believe both parents being in a person's life is important. Doesn't matter what the situation is.
100.
So, obviously, whatever's happened, cool. Now, you need to understand, I've tried to reason with this girl now. Like, one time I've called her, and I've met her up outside her house. Now, you need to understand, my man decided to, like, I don't know what he tried to do, but it was kind of a bit cheeky. Like, try it. Basically, I was parked. Let's say her house is here. I was parked all the way halfway up the road. I haven't decided to come on his pushback from the yard and ride up the road to see what the hell's going on. Nah, he's rolled past the car on some bogging thing. Like, now in my head, I'm like, bro, you've already got the girl. Like, what are you like? What do you want? Like, what's next now?
Did you two not ever have like a man to man conversation?
Nope. Because it's not my position to do that. What? Am I going to come tell you, bruv? Like what's good? Like, you know what I'm trying to say to you?
So would you expect him to come and approach you to have that man-to-man conversation.
Of course. Of course. Because at the end of the day, you're in my territory.
Mm.
You understand? You stepped into my, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And what, you expect me to come and tell you, like, why are you eating at my plate? How does that make sense? See what I'm saying to you? So, obviously, whatever, cool, we ain't seen eye to eye from time. Mm. It's just, there's no talking.
Mm.
That was, like, the final straw. I can't lie to you, I kind of got a bit territorial from there still.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, like, that was just the final straw for me, man. I can't lie to you, man. I just knew from there, like, I've lost, like, like, my man's come, he's done what he's done. He's, you know what I'm trying to say to you? Now you've taken my family away from me, like, I don't even care about all of this. Now you've come and taken my family away from me. Like, let me tell you one thing, yeah? If my man was to come and do his thing for a while, 2-3 months, do your thing and keep it moving, I would have respected him more. You know what I'm trying to say to you? And then see me in the market and be like, oh, rah, that's, I'll beat my man. You know what I'm saying to you? I've done a thing with my man. I'll respect you more.
But do you think he fell in love with her? Why he was obviously stayed around for so long? Yeah.
And where I was having problems with her, she needed someone to conceal to. And my man was there. Now, let me tell you one thing. If my man was not there, she would have had her own thoughts to resonate with and think,
come back.
Yeah, and think, you know what? Let me make a logic decision. Like, instead of someone whispering in my ear and telling me rah, rah, rah. So, obviously, that last time he rid past the car, I'm trying to talk, like, to this girl. He's come, he's bogging the car. I'm asking this girl, like, what's this guy on? Like, is he trying to actually test my gangster? Like, what is he on? 2 nights later, I went over there with a shush. I can't even lie to you, bruv. It, it was, it got to that stage still. Like, it got to that stage, so I've gone over there now. I've gone over there on my pushback. Normally I go to drive there. I've gone over there on my pushback, ski mask off, everything.
That's harsh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to say to you. So I've come now. Now the dad's smoking outside. He's clocked, man. Thinking, right, who's, who's? So I've put that on my ass. I said, yo, cool. Da-da-da-da out. Now, he's finished his cigarette on a quick thing. Now, they've never seen me like that, you know.
Oh, I know.
They've always seen my normal clothes, just come in, whatever, cool, calm. So they've gone inside, shut the door quickly. And I know if there was, it was about 5 minutes before the person, my baby mom came out. So there was a conversation held in the yard. She come out like, what's going on there? What are you doing? I was like, I want to chat to my man. Tell him, come out, man. Let me just chat to him quickly. I'm saying to you. He said, oh, no, you're not doing that here. All giving me some attitude and that, like, talking mad. I'm telling him, listen, I just want to talk to him. These times that I didn't want to talk to him. I wanted to bun him in his face and keep him moving. But God was with me that side. Because if I did do that,
wouldn't be here now.
I wouldn't be here. I would be in jail because she would have snitched. 110%. Not even to be on a racist thing, but it would have been like that. Yeah, I'm trying to say it. Straight phone call. Yeah, he's a jealous boyfriend. He didn't like the fact that... Black guy, what? They ain't even going to ask questions. They're going to lick off my door and take me.
Yeah,
I'm saying to you. So God saved me on that one. Thank God.
So, okay. Obviously, you are being taken to another place, but how did you allow them to draw you out for you to get to that point where you could take my man off road?
It was just the situation wasn't the same as before.
Do you think it was something it was kept on bottling up? So this is like a long-term bottling up for you to get yourself to that stage where you were just literally looking to done a man's whole dance?
Yeah, like it was to a point where my man would give my last cheeky smirk, you know, on the road, fam. And I'll look at my man and think, raw, like, you know what you're doing, but you're smirking at man, fam. And you know me, I'm not that
trying
type
to provoke you.
Yeah, I'm not that type of guy who'll start violence on the main high road, like cameras and people, witnesses. That's long, bruv. You just get nicked like that. You have to do things smart. So kept on doing that. And then you need to understand, like, not answering the calls that I'm calling my youth to try to see my youth. Phones ringing out. Yeah, I'm trying to say to you, and normally, before my man was in the picture, after every 2 seconds, FaceTime, here's your daughter, rah, rah, rah. So now you're trying to stop me from seeing my daughter. Forget about you now.
All right. Do you think that he was dictating, telling her to behave, or you reckon she was behaving like this?
It was part and feels 50-50. Mm. Why I say that 50% was she felt violated and on the part where all of that's happened in the madness before, whatever. She felt violated and she thought, oh, I'm not a dickhead. I'm just going to, you know, I'm trying to say to you, I'll do whatever I need to do.
Mm.
And try hurt me, basically.
Mm.
And my man's thing is like, I'm that guy, innit? Like, you know how men are, man. Like, it's like a little ego thing.
Yeah,
like, it's a little ego thing. Like, I got your baby mum. Like, you can't do nothing.
Mm.
And this is the reason why.
And my man's also got your daughter coming to visit him.
Yeah, like, all of the, I'm trying to say to you. So things are building up and you think that's going to run. So that's the reason why I turned to that option. And luckily, obviously, she protected him in that situation by closing the door. Cause I'm not that type. My youth is upstairs. I'm not going to run up in the yard and do that. That's a mad thing.
Of course.
I was just going to take him around the corner. No cameras over there and whatever. But I'm trying to say to you, luckily my man didn't come out, cool. Nah, obviously where that's happened, my baby mum knows what I'm on. She knows exactly what I'm on. So we have come with gloves and whatnot and backpack and just this, that.
On your like, back as well.
Yeah, like she's like, yo, this guy's different. So that kind of scared us though.
So was my man just hiding? He didn't try and talk through the window or nothing?
I'm not going to talk, man. He knows what I'm on. He knows exactly what I'm on. So
what happened after that?
So after that now, whatever, cool. She got kind of a bit shook and like, oh, is that what my man's capable of type of shit? And the housing letter came.
Okay.
You got a yard now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying to you? Why is my girl talking about, raw, like, yeah, I feel endangered by the father of my child. I need to be moved out of London at all, like, far place. And obviously, she's like, she writ that and sent an email. And that's exactly what they've done. So they've gave her a house in the ends, local. And what she's done is she's replied to them and said, no, I don't want a house in the ends. I want to move. Guess where? To where her sister is. So you see the games that have been played. And you need to understand, I'm just one person. I've told you, I ain't got brothers and sisters to come Batman up and rile up at the girl and and do all of this. Cause sometimes that's what it needs, like a sister on the female.
Yeah.
So I'm just alone here.
So what is he, what's your daughter know him by?
By this time, it's building up to dad still. I can't lie to you.
So she's calling my man dad now.
Yeah. So obviously where they've moved out now, it's come about 2 years. I heard nothing. Out of the blue now, I should get a message. It's from her, fam. Talking about, because obviously them times there, like, a couple of my niggas, like, they used to ask me, like, raw, like, well, where's your youth? And I used to tell them, raw, like, the truth, innit? What, am I going to lie to you and tell you this, this, that? I told her, raw, she kept it moving with so-and-so. So she's coming a message like that. Why am I hearing that? There are people saying that I kept it moving with your baby and that, like, when it's not even that. I moved on. I didn't say that, but okay. Anyways, how are you? Like, what's going on? How's my daughter? Everything's cool. So in my head now, I'm thinking, all right, cool. It's too. You need to understand, brother, yeah? You see them 2 years? But
painful.
Lord, I'm telling you, it's not a joke. You see, women talk about hurt and whatnot and rare, rare, rare. Like, before all of this, I used to date a girl, yeah? Before all of this baby mom drama, whatever, before my baby mom. She used to have kids, you know what I'm saying to you? You know, when I first met her, like, everything was cool, whatever. She had her kids. I didn't mind that she had two kids. Baby father's not in the picture. See me, I'm that type of person, like, I'll play with the kids in the yard, kick ball, whatever. They were boys, and they were two boys, but they were below eight. Okay. I'll kick more and whatever. But you're not calling me dad. Mm. I don't give a damn what the situation is. You call me Uncle Joe. You call me Uncle this, whatever. Don't call me dad. Because I'm not that. You know what I'm
trying I think there's only one person who needs to be called dad. And that's the biological father.
You understand? And this is the stigma that's going on nowadays. Like, women or men think it's acceptable to get called dad. Let me tell you something. If you're a dad out there, and that's not your child, and you're allowing him to call you dad, you're an idiot. You're a waste, man. I don't care what anybody says. You know deep down in your heart, that's not your child. That's somebody else's child. And you're going to sit there on the couch and let next man's child call you daddy, and you're going to be there happy and that. Like,
knowing that the dad's also trying to get to be in that child's life.
I'm trying to say to you, that's a waste, man. That's an idiot. I find that just foulish behaviour still. So, obviously, after a while, I thought, you know what, everything's calmed down. Let me try again. Like, reason with her, cool. Let me just see my youth, whatever. Where you lot now? She told me where she was, whatever, cool. Now, I've made that journey to go see my daughter for the first time. Now, coming back before that, you need to understand, man's lost my job by this time, you know. That depression was real, my brother. Yeah, I'm trying to say to you, like, it was a dark place. I don't care what nobody says. Yeah, I'm trying to say to you, like, when I say dark place, like, what do you know about coming out your side your house and you're going around your brethren or you're going around people and you're putting your mask on? You see that mask? You take that out of the wardrobe in the mornings, just slide it on. And that mask is the happy face. And you're just walking around and you're just, you know what I'm saying, you're smiling. But deep down, you're broken. You don't want to say nothing. And you're smiling, doing your thing, going about your day. When you come back, girl, you take off that mask and that's you. And you're in your own thoughts. So I was going through that for a while still. You know what I'm saying? Drinking, smoking, just doing the madness. But luckily, like, I had my mum there that always just told me, listen, it's going to be cool. Like, don't worry. It's cool. These things happen. You know what I'm saying to you? Like, so before all of this, like the meetup and whatnot, been speaking for about a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
FaceTiming?
Not so much, just messaging back and forth. Messaging back and forth, whatever, how she was, whatever, how's the school, whatever, this is that, what they're doing, where they're living. I got hit with a bombshell still.
And what was that?
She goes, you know your daughter's got a brother, right? And that's when I just sat back and I was like, rah, what, like that? Well, just like that, like, with after 3 years, like, we just moved on, and this is when I fully found out, like, rah, like, and I said to myself, all right, cool. Let me just go with it, innit?
So, then, was you more pissed off the fact that she was pregnant for my man or she was just pregnant? Moved on. Like, what were you, was you ever thinking that she was ever going to come back?
Yeah, see, my thing was, yeah, I thought, like, she was trying to get her lick back. You understand? And by doing that with my man and trying to show man and, look, I can get man if I really want you.
Yeah.
And it ain't come back to me. Like I said to you from the start, if my man done his thing and kept it moving and smiled at man in the market, I would have respected him more.
But would you still would have stayed with her knowing that he was with being with her?
Yeah, I would have still. Okay. Reason being, that's my child, man. And I'm not going to sit back and say, oh, you're not allowed to do that when I've done it. It's not going to make no sense. I'm not trying to say this is the new culture and let's start doing this and point scoring and whatever. Cool, we're at 1-1 now. Let's just leave it as that and start new. Yeah, I'm trying to say to you.
But that's why I don't have to stop you there. That's why I have to rate you, my bro. Because you see me, you see if someone went there with any of my women or my BMs, I can't go back after. My thing, I have to just keep it moving. Love, no love. I can't be, that's just, I can't physically do, because I can't be thinking about another man went around my woman. You understand?
But what about if you cheated though, my bro?
Brother, if I cheated, cool, I have to put my hands up and say, no, I cheated, right? But I ain't doing this tit for tat thing.
It's just 1-1 though. We're just it's, like, it's just one all.
If I cheated and
if she cheated on you back,
I can't, bro. Bruh, I can't think of another man being with my woman, bro. I have to just keep the thing moving. I can't. That'll crush me.
I fully hear that still. Obviously whatever's happened, cool. Like, obviously that's what I thought, innit? Like, whether she's gonna do her thing, come back, and cool, like, we just call it quits and we just work on the thing as a solid family. Like, you need to understand, I've told this girl, like, I come from a single home. Man's not on all of this and all of that and confusing children. That's mad. You know what I'm saying to you? Let's just stick together. That's what I wanted. Obviously, you just didn't want to hear that, whatever, rare. Done whatever you've done. I had a you with my man, whatever, cool. Now, in the back of my mind, you asked me, like, were you pissed off with her or something, did you say? It's not that. I was pissed off, like, raw, like.
Just a situation.
Yeah, like, it's gone this far, so... We've been together for what? About 2 years.
All right, let me ask you a question. Did she ever hit you up for CSA?
Never.
So she literally just took her child and she just got on with it.
Kept
I've
it
never
moving.
Asked you for nothing.
Nothing. Let me tell you something. I've offered time plenty of times. Here's this. Here's that. Nah, I'm good. I've got my own money. Here's what. Nah, I'm good. I don't need that. Rare. It's cool. So anyways, I had to resonate with that for whatever, cool. I told her, yeah, it's fine, whatever, I'll come check you. He's like, rah. Left it as that. Now, while we're talking now, she's telling me, like, raw, like, your daughter wants you to stay with her in her bedroom and sleep with her, you get me? Like, she misses you. So in my mind, I'm thinking, like, raw, that's love. Like, you see, when you ain't heard that for 2 years, your heart starts skipping and you're excited. You know what I'm trying to say? What, man, blew there in the motorway. I blew there. Presents, whatever. Grabbed two bits. Sweet. Yeah, I'm trying to say balloons, whatever. I flew there. Excited. Happy. Got to the yard now. My man's at work. Just not at the yard. Got to the yard. Can't lie, everyone's happy to see man still. Like, their smiles and that. Like, you get me? Like, man, you need to understand, I pulled up. You know what I'm saying? I pulled up.
So you mean you had the trim,
had the
fresh clothes.
The murk was outside, you know what I'm saying?
The hours. Hot the shades as well.
Everything was good. You understand, it was summertime them times. So I was good. So I went there, whatever, cool. Obviously, whatever, saw my daughter was sleeping, woke her up, whatever. She was a bit baffed, like, but she came in a hug, whatever, cool. Reasoned with her. Took her out, like, you know what I'm saying to you? Like, just walked about, just up the road and whatever, local, not nowhere far, you get me?
Did my man know that you came, was coming down?
She showed my man.
Okay.
She showed him, like,
and he was cool, yeah?
My man, nah, I'm getting to that.
Okay.
So, everything's going smoothly. You need to understand, I left my yard at 9 o'clock that morning. I'll never forget that day. It was a long drive still. Left at 9, whatever, cool. Got to them sides about 3:30. About 3:40. Got there, whatever, chilled, whatever, at the yard. 5, 6, 7, 8 o'clock. Everything's going smooth now, you know. Like, I took my daughter out, come back, eating sweets, we're watching TV.
All in the house.
Yeah. Chilling,
legs,
like, I'm putting my bag.
Legs.
Legs up. Yeah, I'm trying to say to you, like, I'm putting my bag in the daughter's bedroom and that. Everything calm. How's Donnie texting the girl, bruv? Oh, like, my man needs to leave, like, by the time I get there. Now, my brother, the last time I see you, it was gonna be that day for you. And luckily, and that was the last time I saw him after that. So, after 2 years, you've moved on. I'm trying to say to you, like, you've got the baby now. You've a happy family. I've left you guys. Like, that's me. I've left it. I put my feelings to the side. Yeah, I'm trying to say to you. So, Donnie's talking about, yeah, my man can't be in the yard. Rare. She's come to me talking about, yeah, you're going to have to leave and that. What do you mean? What do you actually mean? She's telling me, yeah, you have to leave, my man's coming, rah, 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 rah. But we had an agreement, like, before I come up here.
Yeah, you were staying there?
In the daughter's room.
All right, okay, let me stop.
I knew you were going to come to that, you know. I knew you were going to come to that. Let's go.
Hold on.
I'm here for that. Let's go.
So, hold on. You was going to stay in the yard.
Of course, yeah.
Well, Donny in the yard. And this is the same boy that you was going to go and blow up. I'm trying to get my head around this. She made this decision. This was her idea.
This is her house. You need to understand. It's not Donnie's house. Donnie's just a sofa that's moved into the yard. I'm trying to say to you. So, like.
All right, cool. So, hold on. You're going to stay in your daughter's room.
Yeah.
My man's going to be staying in a room with your woman. Well, I can't see a woman, but yeah, your BMs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You two haven't even sorted out your lot's differences yet.
Yeah.
Do you really think that was going to be a safe bet with you two both being in the house after the last time you lot both saw each other, or when what you was going to go and do, like he was in the yard. I can't say he was hiding or not, but he didn't come out. So
in my head, I thought to myself, he's matured enough now. In his head, he's thinking, you know what? Like, she's with me now. She's not going back.
But
to
he
him.
Don't know what kind of level you're on, because the last time he knew where you came to check him, you was on some whole gangster thing. So he don't know what space you're in at that particular time.
No, but it's been 2 years, my bro, man.
Unless you man have that conversation.
Right, let's put it this way now.
Go on.
If you were in his shoes, do you think I'm coming up all the way 4 hours drive? Yeah, I'm trying to say to you, and risk my freedom. Like, for all of that, maybe in the ends, yeah. But that's all the way up there. And he knows that I'm not going to come do that badness.
But
there.
Bro, what you may know, what another man knows is two different things, because a man don't really know what another man's on. Unless a man talks to a man. If you talk to a man and you know what space he's at, then you can judge it from there. But obviously, if he hasn't spoke to you, he don't even know what you're on. He might thinking, right, you've come down, you're going to tear your daughter, and when you see him, you're going to G-check him. He don't know this.
That was my intentions anyways.
I'm trying to say to you.
Like, I was honestly, like, I was going to go down there and just talk to him and say, listen, it's been 2 years, whatever, cool, rah, rah, rah. I swear to God, that was my intentions. Just put everything behind me. Your audacity to tell me.
But did you say that to her though?
I didn't say that to no one.
Okay.
Reason being, I'm not trying to, I'm trying to say to tell that to her and then for her to tell him and then here to, like, it's just all bitchy movements and that. I'm not on that.
But do you not think to yourself, you should have made that move to him now and say to him, look, bro, we need to have a conversation. Or you said to her, look, I need to have a conversation with my man for what we took place years ago, because you matured now. You expecting that he's matured, because what it is, as much as you may have forgotten about that situation because you moved on, certain man might not forgotten about that situation. So this is the reason sometimes you see where madness happens on road, because it could be beef from like 5, 10, 15 years ago. And that's the first time you're seeing a man. So that's when you're now seeing my man, that's when now that situation's now come back up again. You see what I'm going to say to you? So I know what you're trying to say, but you can never think what another man's going to think. So his thing is telling him, look, he needs to be out of the house before I come back. Because he doesn't want no confrontation to happen, if that makes sense.
So obviously, like, you need to understand that, like, I ain't booked a hotel or nothing. This is 9 o'clock and that. Like, you're telling man get out the yard. Like, what am I going to do? This is OT. And I just told her straight, I'm not going nowhere, man.
Do you refuse to leave?
I said, I'm not going nowhere.
Brother.
I'm honest today. I'm telling you straight how it is. I told her I'm not going nowhere. Reason being, that egotistical thing kind of come back to me. Like, oh, like, you're still trying to do this. Like, you're not even trying to drop it. So let me flip the script. Now, if he didn't say that and he came into the yard, I would have let him do what he's doing, chill for an hour, 2 hours. Come outside. I want to chat to you peacefully, like, on a respecting, like, no, let me chat to you. Let's put this to the side. And we would have reasoned for an hour, chopped it up, and we would have cleared everything by that time.
But even with my man on the phone that time when he phoned her, you couldn't answer her. When she's telling you why you need to come out, could you not say to her, look, phone my man, I need to have a conversation with him. You didn't even thought to even do something like that just to see where he's at when he was saying that to her?
No, because he was coming to the yard anyways. I was going to see him regardless. So it's no point me trying to marinate him on the phone like he's a chick. You get me? So I just said, he's coming to the yard. Let me just see him face to face. You know what I'm trying to say to you? Because when you're talking on the phone and when you're face to face, it's two different things.
It can, it can get lost in translation.
Yeah, I'm trying to say to you. So I was like, cool. Anyways, she's telling me, oh, you have to get out now. Rah, 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 rah. You have to leave now. Like, I'm not having this in my yard. We're not beefing in my yard. Now my daughter's there, baffed. Thinking, what's going on? Like, I'm trying to say to you. I'm packing my bags, whatever. Because by this time, I've just said, you know what? Cool, whatever, man. I'll just go in it. It's not a problem. I'm packing my bags, whatever. My daughter's coming to me, telling me, daddy, you've just come here now. Like, where are you going? I'm saying, don't worry, I'm coming back tomorrow morning. It's cool. Long story short, I've gone to grab my stuff, went outside. Guess who's outside? You got my man outside. Got my man just outside.
Just standing?
Yeah, like just ready to come back, long day from work. I'm ready to come back and kick my feet up and have a shower and just continue my day, you get me? So I've looked at him and I said, what? It's been this long and you don't want to talk to me, my brother. What's going on? Telling me, it's not even that, like, all moving nervy and that, like, I'm telling, listen, just talk to me, like, I'm here to talk to you, like, forget all of this. He's just moving nervous, like, when I say nervous, like, all stepping back, whatever, telling me, nah, it's not even that, bro, like, it's not even that, like, you can stay still, you can stay. I didn't say you can leave, I didn't say that.
So he's backtracking.
So I'm saying, who said that then? She's like, oh, it's her. Okay, cool. By this time, she's sore from upstairs. And one thing, let me tell the camera, like, I ain't, like, it's not about, oh, you must hate my man to the guts. Like, it's not about that. It's just violation after violation after violation. There's so much you can take. Like, certain man, they're cool. Like I said, like, if I'm going to a woman's house with her children, like, I'll respect the thing between her and her baby father. That's not got nothing to do with me. It's just me and you. Yeah, I'm trying to say it to you, but obviously you try to override the whole thing, you get me? So now so I just picked up my bag. I told her, so what? You're the one that told me to get out. Because he's telling me it's not him. I didn't say it. Everyone's just blaming each other. Like, I just said
no, not taking in ownership.
I said, you know what? I'm staying here, man. Allow all of this, you get me, fam? So I just went upstairs. I can't lie to you, man. I know it sounds mad still, but I just went upstairs. I continued what I was doing still. My man come upstairs after an hour, 2 hours, whatever he was doing.
So both in the house now?
No, we're both in the house now. I'm in my daughter's room. I'm not coming out, obviously, because, you know what I'm saying?
And she's not even taking to come out the house, man. She allowed you to go in the house.
Yeah, now it's a loud thing. Like, when I was getting up the stairs, she's asking me, oh, what did you say to him? Like, what's going on? Like, all interested in that. I was like, don't worry, man.
Yeah.
Forget all of that. I'm here now. I'm going to be upstairs. That's it. Went upstairs now. Cool, chilling with my daughter, whatever. And me, I'm a type of man, I still got respect for you. I'm not coming into your personal space. I'm not coming, whatever. I'm in my daughter's room. I'm watching my laptop. And I'm just vibesing. She's there. She's watching a little movie. We're vibesing. Cool. Obviously, the next day, it was just bare arguing.
So everyone went to sleep that night?
Yeah, of course, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm saying to you, like. So left it as that, whatever. Communication was still poor, man. After I've gone back, there's no FaceTime, there's no calling. I'm trying to say it to you. I'm sitting there thinking, I've traveled just like literally last month. I'm calling them, whatever they were doing. There's not picking up. It's just like the same energy.
Same pattern.
And this is what I say, like, this is where all the depression came from and all of this, like, when she's growing up, like, the first day of school, man didn't take her to the school.
Yeah.
All these kind of things. You see women, certain women, like, they don't think of what they're doing when they do it. Yeah, I'm saying, us men, we go through madness. The first day of school, I missed it. I've never ever got to, like, yeah, I'm saying to you.
Go to a school play.
Yeah, like.
Sports day.
These little, small little things, yeah, I'm trying to say to you, like, just makes you a dad.
Question I'm going to ask you is, where is it at this stage? What's actually happening now? Where is it all at?
At this stage, I can't lie to you, it's a rocky road between me and my daughter. Like, what I mean by that is, I see her every 3-4 months if I'm lucky.
Once every 3-4 months?
Yeah, if I'm lucky.
And you have to drive down there?
I have to drive down there. I'm trying to say to you, last time she came here, it was kind of a madness. Like, she came here for 2 days. Okay. No, she came here for 3 days. It was a headache still. Okay. Can't lie to you.
So, in terms of going there once every 3-4 months, is that based on you traveling up there, or is that you don't have no control? That is when she responds back to you to tell
when
you
when she
come
responds
up.
Back, yeah, basically.
Okay. And have you done any mediation?
Nah, I don't believe in none of that still. I don't believe in courts and all of that stuff, man.
You're just lucky that the show's coming to an end, because I would have challenged you and all of that.
Yeah,
nice.
Man.
So you're lucky.
Yeah.
But in terms of all of that, what can you take accountability for in your own behaviour? What can you say, what you could have done better in this whole situation?
Stop and think.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't do that. And what I mean by stop and think is they don't stop and think about what they're going to do next. They just go and do it.
Mm.
And that's based off of instant emotions. Reactions, yeah. Emotions, you know what I'm trying to say to you. And that's one thing I've stopped myself from doing. Just stop, think about what I'm going to do, and then go do it. You know what I'm trying to say to you. Mm. And that's just the message out there, man. Like, just fathers, just keep your head strong, man. You know what I'm saying to you? It's a hard world. Nowadays, you see how social media is. Things are just getting wild out here. It's a men versus women world now, as you can see what's going on. So, like I say, man, just keep your head strong, my boy.
I want to go back to that situation when you went to that house to go after the brother. With going back now, would you have done the same thing, or would you have done that differently?
I would have done that differently still, because I'm not going to lie to you, like, it could have been two ways. And this is why I say, like, I believe God's written everything for you already. So your book's there. You just have to read it. So if he written for my man to act up and start moving brazy and start coming down the stairs and try to open a door and do a madness, I would have done that, and I would have ended up in jail. I would have lost my mom. This girl would have moved on to her next brother anyways. My daughter would have started calling, you know what I'm trying to say to you, she would have started calling next man daddy already. And I would have just been in jail for what? For 15 years for nothing. When now, like, don't get me wrong, now I'm all right, like, I'm working, I'm doing my thing, you know what I'm trying to say to you, my head's level. But times, it does play with me still, man. Like, when it comes to Father's Days, birthdays, all these things, like, it just plays with man still.
Yeah, all right, listen, Mo, I want to say thanks for coming out, my bro.
No worries, my brother.
Definitely a mad story.
Yeah.
I want to say to you lot, to the viewers, I want to hear you lot's views on today's episode. I want to hear it in the comments below. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Don't forget to press that notification button. And don't forget to give us the likes, the thumbs up, all right? Make sure you do that for us, all right? So for myself, DJ Riddler, and from the Baby Fathers, peace, and we out, man.